people get inspired by each other. They help each other out, they collaborate, and they grow together. So we believe that the creative freedom, the diversity in today's music, the fresh ideas, the community that came with DIY recording are the best things about it. This is the Self-Recording Band Podcast, the show where we help you make exciting records on your own, wherever you are, DIY style. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Self-Recording Band Podcast. I am your host, Benedikt Hein. And today I'm here without my friend and co-host, Malcolm Owen Flood, unfortunately. Malcolm is out there busy. He's not able to be with us here today, but I'm going to do a solo episode. I'm going to put out an episode every single week, no matter what. And it's going to be helpful and valuable, hopefully, still. So this is me solo. It's going to be a shorter one, but I'm going to answer a popular question that comes up a lot. And that is, should I buy a dedicated recording interface like a Focusrite, Steinberg, Audient, Universal Audio, Apollo, something like that? Or should I go with a digital desk for my home recording setup, like the Behringer X32 or Soundcraft? Or like there are a couple of these digital desks with a lot of inputs, a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of features, and a built-in recording interface. What should I use? Now, there is no clear, definite answer, at least as long as we're talking about like entry-level recording gear or like mid-level recording gear. So once you go to the high-end interfaces, preamps and converters, those are definitely going to be better than most digital desks. But when we're comparing affordable interfaces to those desks, it's hard to say, actually, because quality-wise, they will be pretty close. The conversion and the preamps will be pretty close. The interfaces, the dedicated interfaces, might have a slight edge here. The ones that I've tested, I like those a little more sonically compared to most digital desks that I've heard when it comes to converters and preamps. But it's going to be very, very close, and it's not a make-or-break thing. So to me, it's more about the feature set and what you're trying to do with it, and convenience, of course. So when we look at it, the main differences are the amount of channels, the routing, the ease of use, the stability, and then things like latency and workflow, things. So when it comes to amount of channels, the desks clearly win. You can have 32 channels in like the X32, the Behringer X32, for example, the very popular desks. You can have like 16 channels if you go with the X-Air or something like that. So that's very affordable, and it gets 16 channels, 16 preamps, couple of outputs for monitor mixes, a built-in interface. So you get a lot for your money there. So when it comes to inputs and just the amount of stuff that it has, the desks win. When it comes to features, dedicated recording features, the interfaces win, because usually they go, for example, when it comes to sample rate, they go up to 96 or 192 kilohertz sample rate. So if you're dealing with multiple, like different sample rates and different projects and you need higher sample rates, some of the digital desks can't do that. The X32, the popular one that I mentioned a couple of times now, I think goes up to 48 kilohertz, which is fine if you don't need more. But if you need more, you can't do it with that desk, whereas the interfaces go up to 192 oftentimes. Also, latency and stability, at least the ones that I've tested, the interfaces were better. So I got lower latency with my recording interfaces than with the desk that I tried. When it comes to stability, I had some issues with some of the digital desks, so interfaces might also be slightly better here. It's just dedicated devices for recording. I think that's the main difference. When it comes to versatility and things you can do and like flexibility, the desks are really a good option. Like, for example, if you have a band and you want to use the desk for pre-production, for rehearsals, you want to send signals to your PA and record simultaneously, you want to do in-ear monitoring and all that, those desks are awesome. You can EQ, monitor, outs. You can use compression and EQ without recording it, so you can like have a great sound on your PA but still record the dry signals at the same time. You can just use them as interfaces when you are recording the real thing or when you're doing pre-pro. So very flexible things. You can take them to your live gig and do your monitor mix there. You can record your live show. So you can do basically everything with it, live and recording wise. So those things for bands, I think are a really great option. If you are recording a lot and you're not using it for your band as much, I'd probably go with an interface and then some preamps to get as many channels as you need. But that's going to be a little more expensive than like an X-Air or something. So I know it's difficult to answer. It's not really an easy thing. But bottom line, I'd say if you have the budget and if you don't need the live features, the monitor paths and all that, and if you just want stable, solid conversion and drivers and like low latency and good preamps and all that, go with the recording interface and an ADAT preamp or something like that that you can add to it if you need more channels. If you are in need of a lot of channels, if you need monitor paths that you can EQ and compress and like all that, if you need like a live sound that's going to your PA at the same time, if you want to record your live shows in an easy way, if you want to do your monitoring on stage, something like that, if you do all of that and then want to use it for recording as well, then go with the digital desks. The differences in like sonic quality, again, will be very small. So I'd say if you already have a digital desk like that, just use it, just try it. If it's stable enough, if it gives you low enough latency, if you don't need higher sample rates, then just use it. That's totally fine. Just use it. And if you are limited by your desks, if you feel like you need more quality, more stability, lower latency, or higher sample rates, buy a recording rig, buy recording interfaces. If you don't have anything right now, if you're just starting out, think about the features, about what you really need, about your budget, and then make a decision from there. But just know that it's not that one is clearly better than the other. It's more about features, workflow, stability, things like that, channel count, all that stuff. That's way more important than the actual converter quality or preamps. Because when people ask this question, they usually ask about sound quality, about quality of converters and preamps. And I'd say that's the least thing to worry about. The more important things are the features, the workflow, the channel amount, the latency, the stability. If you are on your own, like recording yourself and with programmed drums and maybe vocals and a guitar, or like if you have like a home recording music project that doesn't require a full band live, then I'd always go with a recording interface because you don't need as many channels at once. And like one or two great channels will be enough, maybe four, I don't know. But I wouldn't deal with a clunky recording desk or a digital desk that has a lot of things you don't actually need. All right, hope that was helpful. That's basically it. That's my answer to this question. I'm sorry that I can't declare a clear winner here, but I hope it helps you think about the right things and especially like look closely at the specs, the latency and the sample rate and all that, and maybe look up some user experiences on the internet when it comes to stability, workflow issues, stuff like that. And that's really what you should focus on. And then I'm sure you can make a great decision and the right decision for your project. Now, talking about your questions, listener questions, there is another very important thing that I want to talk about on this episode today. If you are an email subscriber, you already know what I'm about to say. If not, this is going to be very important and pretty cool for you. At least I hope so, pretty helpful for you, because we're going to do a couple of new things in this podcast. So I'll start this with a question. What's the best thing about DIY recording? The obvious answer is it enables musicians to put their music out fast, regularly, and on a budget. It removes barriers and makes great sounding productions something everyone can have for their band now, right? Everyone can record, right? And everyone can make great sounding records, which was not the case decades or even a couple of years ago. So that's that. But there is more to it than that. A whole new community and movement has developed around the topic. Passionate DIY engineers and home recording musicians like you from all around the world are exchanging ideas, helping each other out, and sharing their knowledge, their experience, and of course their music also. It has become kind of a social experience, an opportunity for people to get to know like-minded peers and form friendships, which makes for even better music because people get inspired by each other. They help each other out, they collaborate, and they grow together. So we believe that the creative freedom, the diversity in today's music, the fresh ideas, the community that came with DIY recording are the best things about it. And we don't believe in like competition at all. We believe in collaboration. A rising tide lifts all boats, right? So we believe that you should go to as many resources and online education platforms as possible, or at least find the ones that are suitable for what you want to do. That's the more important thing. And we don't believe in competition here. We're not afraid of losing our jobs. We're happy to see more and more people recording on their own and mixing on their own and all that. So we think that's just a good thing. And that's why we want to make this podcast and the whole project, the Self-Recording Band, less about us and more about you, the community, the self-recording bands out there. We want to give inspiring people a voice and a platform. We want you, your ideas and philosophies on recording to be heard. And we want your music to be heard. We want to talk to experts and professionals and hear their advice, of course, just as much as we want to talk to passionate hobby recording enthusiasts. So here are four things we'll be doing from now on. We'll be doing podcast interviews. That's the first. So on this podcast, we're going to talk to inspiring people from the audio community who are true experts and specialists in their field. And if you want to hear a certain person, just let us know. We'll try to make it happen. Just email podcast@theselfrecordingband.com. Let us know who we should interview. And if it's reasonable and realistic, we're going to try to bring those people on. Then the second thing is we'll be doing Q&A episodes and broadcast your ideas. Now, here's the thing. We won't just read and answer emails like subscriber questions via email, but we want to feature your voice and your project and band on the show. So we've included a voice recording feature on our page on our website where you can leave a question for us, like a question for us to answer, or you can send an idea or thoughts or your advice or input on any topic. And whenever we feel like it fits the episode we're working on, we'll include those sound snippets, those voice recordings that you can leave there in the episode. So your voice, your actual voice, will be on the show and we will answer your question or comment on it or just share your advice with the community. So you can be an active part of this podcast from now on. If you want to do that, make sure you subscribe to our email list. So go to theselfrecordingband.com and download one of our free downloads and you're going to join the email list and you're going to be sent a link to this page where you can leave your voice message and get featured on the show. This is an exclusive thing for our subscribers because it's a way for us to say thank you and to give back for being a part of our community and our little world here. So our subscribers get the chance to be an active part of this podcast. Everyone can still listen to the podcast, of course, and get all the value there. But to be an active part of it, you'll need to subscribe or you need to join the Facebook group. It's free. It's a completely free community. You can do that as well. We'll put the link in the Facebook group. So if you are a member of that Facebook group, you can leave voice messages as well. You get the link and you can do that. But just to be clear, we will still be listening to every single one of you. So even if you don't want to join the Facebook group or if you don't want to subscribe to the email list for whatever reason, you can still ask questions, request guests, leave feedback, contact us, whatever you want. You can do that through email. Just email to podcast@theselfrecordingband.com and we will read all of these. We will answer as much as we can and we will definitely consider your questions for the podcast. So that stays the same. We've always done that and we will continue doing that. That's just, I just wanted to let you know that. So the voice recordings being an active part, like your voice on the podcast, that's exclusive for subscribers and community members. But we're still open and very interested to all questions and feedback and emails and all that. So we still love you just as much as we always did. I just wanted to let you know that. It's really just that we want to offer something extra, some reward for people who subscribe, because that way we can keep in touch and we can help you in the long run versus somebody who just finds the podcast, listens to some episode and then disappears. So we can help our subscribers in the long run get real results and improve over time. That's the main motivation for us to get you subscribed. And also just for practical reasons, we have limited space in that app that we're using to collect voice messages. So I don't know how many of those we're going to get, but we need to limit it somehow. I'm sure you understand. Now that's point number two, your voice on the podcast. Then we'll be doing Ask the Community episodes. I'm not sure about the title yet. I'm not sure if it's going to be called Ask the Community. But what we're going to do is we think it's a great idea to collect advice and opinions on important topics from the ones who are observing the DIY recording community every single day. And those people are the admins of popular home recording Facebook groups and online forums. We figured that those people are observing and watching our community every single day. They see all the posts, all the threads, all the struggles, all the problems, and the solution to those problems, of course. So we'll bring them on to share with us what they've learned from their groups so we all can get a better understanding of common problems and hear possible solutions to them. That's number three. At number four, we'll try to feature your music on the podcast and sort of review it or give feedback on it. This will require you to step out of your comfort zone, and we're not sure if people will actually be bold enough to take us up on that, but we feel like we need to showcase what our audience is capable of while helping the community at the same time here. So you can send us songs, demos, rough mixes, final masters, whatever you have, as long as there is some DIY component to it, and we will include it, or at least snippets of it, in the show and comment on it. Rest assured, we're not here to make fun of anyone, and we're not here to discourage you. We believe that every artist has a special something that we want to find and highlight. So we keep it positive. We want to show you what we think is working already. And we will also show you what we think could be improved. This can be sonically, but it can also be about the arrangement or the songwriting. It's going to be super helpful for you to know whether you should focus on recording, production, mixing, mastering, or writing or arranging in order to improve the results you're getting. And if your song and production are simply awesome, we're going to say just that, like we're going to just say that it rips, you know? So again, we're keeping it positive, but helpful. It's going to help you with your song and it's going to help the whole community. So every song played on the show has the potential to be discovered by a new audience or new possible collaborators from within the community. That's another benefit. And you podcast listeners will hear what we, as the DIY community, are able to pull off. So if you want to do that, again, sign up for our email list and then simply hit reply on one of our emails and send us a download link to your music. Please do not send like MP3 attachments, anything like that, just download links. Now, here's the thing. That point number four here, your music on the podcast, we're not entirely sure how and if that's going to work because of two reasons. First of all, we need you to send us your stuff. So I'm not sure if people will take us up on that because, again, it's going to require you to be bold and step out of your comfort zone to let your songs get publicly critiqued in the podcast. That's the first reason. And the second reason is it's kind of difficult from a legal standpoint. Like playing music on a podcast, you get all sorts of licensing problems potentially. So we'll need to figure out if and how this will work. Maybe and hopefully there is a way to do it just like under the fair use and the citation principles. So because we're not going to play entire songs, we're just going to play snippets and we'll comment on them. So it has an educational purpose. But we need to talk to collecting societies and copyright protection organizations first and make sure that this is going to work. If we can make it work, if it can be done without us getting into trouble, we're going to do that. Maybe we're just accepting royalty-free music. That could also be a way to do it. But like, if it's at all possible, we'd love to do that and we'd love to showcase your music and help you improve here. Now, again, as I said, everyone can learn from what we're putting out there on the podcast, but being an active part of any of these things is an exclusive opportunity for our community members, meaning that voice messages and songs can only be submitted by our email subscribers or members of our free Facebook group. So please share the podcast, our free downloads, the website with your friends. And once they've discovered the value in this platform, they're hopefully going to join us and become an active part of it as well. That's the only way we can really help a lot of people and improve their music in the long run, as well as make our community even more valuable for all of us. So it's not about excluding anyone. We will always continue to put out free, valuable content for everybody, regardless if they're a subscriber or not. But we want to do something extra. We want to provide extra value as a way to say thank you for our loyal subscribers and group members. Because we need an active community. We need people to ask questions. We need people to share their music. We want to hear your advice, your ideas, your perspectives, your way of doing things and hearing things. We need an active community that's like engaged and sharing things. That's what we aim for. It should be more about you, less about us. So we're trying to reward action takers here, people joining our community and being active. That's why we make this exclusive. If you don't want to join, feel free to just keep listening to the podcast and keep watching videos or reading articles. It's going to be just as valuable if you just learn from those things. But if you want to become an active member, we'd love to see you in our community. And if you haven't checked out our free downloads, that's a great way to start. So you can download our free 10-step guide to successful DIY recording, our free essential gear guide, or our free mic placement cheat sheet on our website, theselfrecordingband.com. And you can join the free Facebook community. Those are all great places to start, and you can become an active part of it. Now, that's it for today. Let's see how that goes. I'm looking forward to this new chapter here at the Self-Recording Band. We're looking forward to include you more on this platform and hear your voices, your opinions, your questions. And of course, we will keep doing what we've always done. We will keep doing these regular podcast episodes. But every once in a while, as soon as we have enough questions or input from you or enough music that we can talk about, we will like sprinkle in these community episodes. The more, the better. All right. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye. Hey, friend, thanks again for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this one, just know that this is just a tiny fraction, a small taste of what we can actually do to help you completely transform your recordings and mixes forever. If you are really serious about your music, if you want to reach your goals as a self-recording artist, then please apply now for the Self-Recording Syndicate, our coaching program that takes you from where you are to being able to completely independently produce and release exciting sounding music forever. If you join that program, you're going to be part of a very, very passionate, dedicated, committed group of self-recording artists from all around the world, and you're going to get a roadmap, guidance, feedback, personal access to me and the team. We're going to do everything, literally everything we can to help you make the best recordings you can possibly make. And it all starts with a free first call, completely free, no strings attached. Best case scenario, we're going to end up working together and we're going to completely transform the way your music sounds. Worst case scenario, you're going to get an hour of free coaching and an action plan that you can then take and implement on your own. So if that sounds interesting to you, get started now with your first completely free call by going to theselfrecordingband.com/call or just click the link in the show notes. See you next week.